Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Glodian Tiny, education policy expert. Very good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
And thank you so much for making time today. So the background, just for our listeners, to the story is draft guidelines from the National Department of Basic Education include the concept guidelines for the abolishment of gender-specific pronouns and establishing unisex bathrooms. And the draft guidelines were developed by the DPE earlier this year as part of a process to be used to discuss measures that should be put in place to create a safe or safer environment for learners of a different sexual orientation. And this is so they don't drop out of school because they feel unwanted. Doctor, perhaps you can give us a background to the story.
I think the kind of bullying that happens at schools is well known by now in South Africa, and a lot of initiatives have been attempted, but I think it's a paradigm shift that is taking slower than the Constitution may have wanted and people who are othered by society may like. So I think the need for the gender diverse representation of bathrooms is because there's so much bullying happening and even sexual assault of learners in class, in schools. So I think the main concern that in the past week that I've picked up from even social media comments is that sexual violence will only occur when this happens. That's one of the main concerns, I think. And I think what we are seeing is that sexual violence doesn't need bathrooms to happen. It's more of a mentality than anything. So this was done, I think, also in response to the National Task Team's mandate, which was trying to diversify gender in the different departments and trying to be accommodating of LGBTIQ plus learners. And this is one way that they the department, I think, is trying to do that. And the uniform policy as well.
And so you mentioned our constitution. Is this in line with our constitution?
Yes. Yeah, so the constitution, I think, is often misunderstood because it just gives us a line that says we cannot discriminate against somebody on the basis of gender or sexual orientation. But it then has to be unpacked. What does that really mean? Or what does that look like in a day-to-day exchange? So if we look at it in terms of if I am walking into a bathroom and I'm trans, for instance, I'm transgendered, which bathroom would I use? You know, so it's to eliminate that type of discrimination for people who are identifying as trans or who are maybe transitioning, you know, and are looking to some people as ambiguous. So it's just to make people comfortable in that. So the Constitution doesn't give us a lot, but when we unpack what it would look like, these are some of the steps that society would take to accommodate LGBTIQ plus individuals, yeah.
And what about those that wouldn't be comfortable to share facilities and things? So if we allow for the transgenders or whatever, for them, for their feelings, what about those that say, no, I don't want to share, you know, I don't want a unisex bathroom?
I think that the whole point of this process, and I think it's been misunderstood, is that this is going out for comments. So it's not like it's decided. This is going to require people from all walks of life in our country to come and say what they want or what they would like. But the point, I think, which is a win for the LGBTI community's representation, to say you see us and you acknowledge us as people, and you even saying this is important. But what more than anything is tolerance, I guess. And I hear the concerns of people saying that it's safety risks and whatever, but I think it's still othering, because what is being implied is that I don't know if maybe I'm misinterpreting or misunderstanding, is that there's an element of danger associated with LGBTQI individuals, you know? And if you look at it this way, I think rural schools oftentimes don't have toilets that are either male or female. Learners have been sharing bathrooms for a long time. So I think also maybe because of the introduction of the pronouns, it seems like it has a layer to it. You know, and I think society is concerned, but the Constitution allows us to debate these issues. And I think that's what people need to realize, is that we debate them. We talk about it and we say, how can we live in harmony? Because this all stems from not being able to live harmoniously. You know, our kids not being able to accept kids that are different from them, bullying them, treating them otherwise, And the whole point is to get to a place saying, okay, we're not going to do unisex toilets, then what do we do? You know, do we teach our kids? How do we do that? So it's not so much to badger people into accepting something that they're uncomfortable with, but to say, if you don't like this, what's the solution? You know, what is the solution? How can our, because these are also people's children. You know, I think we forget that. We act as if they fly in on a parachute and then they invade our spaces. They're people's children, you know, so I think that's also important to note, yeah.
Absolutely. And lastly, I see also other suggested guidelines also include gender neutral school uniforms.
Yeah.
And that your learners must instead be addressed by the name of their choice, even if their name or gender has not been officially changed.
Yeah. I think the thing with the identity as well is that sometimes the family is not in support. So a child may struggle with gaining acceptance or maybe even permission, let's say, from the family. So the process I guess in a sense is to say that the school is a safe space. You know, family politics is there, and we don't want you to feel unsafe at school. And I can understand how parents would be opposed to that, because minors need consent, but often we know it's contentious. Some children are chased away from home if they ever come out of the closet, and the school is probably the only place where they get to express themselves. So that would be one of the reasons. Like I'm saying, this is open for discussion, and parents are encouraged to participate as civil society, you know. We're all supposed to talk about what we need, what we want for our society, for our children. And parents of LGBTI, parents of learners who are heterosexual, are encouraged to come and talk about it. And I think that's the most important part, not to impose anything on anybody, but to also keep in mind that this is a constitutional mandate. You know, guidelines are not the law. They're not policy. They're exactly what they say. They guide a process.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dr. Glody Ntani, education policy expert, thank you so much for your time.